Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to this summer's Carte Blanche Concerts, Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated recitals. This season, as a complement to the festival's exploration of creative capitals, Music at Menlo offers four Carte Blanche concerts. On Sunday, July 15, violinist Paul Huang and pianist and festival artistic director Wu Han present a recital program of music by Beethoven, Brahms, Bartok, and Saint-Saëns. On Thursday, July 19, the Calidor String Quartet returns to Music at Menlo with a time-lapse musical portrait of Vienna, bridging the classical era and the Second Viennese School. For the summer's third Carte Blanche concert, the husband and wife duo of cellist Demetria Tappan and pianist Hye-Yun Park offer a marathon program spanning two centuries of the cello piano repertoire. The series concludes on Sunday, July 29, as Paul Neubauer and Michael Brown perform some of the 20th century's greatest works for viola and piano, from Ernest Bloch and Georges Boulanger to Dmitri Shostakovich. Violist Paul Neubauer and pianist Michael Brown join forces for the season's final Carte Blanche concert. This past fall, I had a chance to sit with Paul and Michael to talk about the program. Our discussion began, before I had the tape running, with Michael making a startling revelation.
Wait a second. Is that true that you played the viola?
This is true, yeah. This is true.
Well, how old are you?
I actually still have my viola.
You have it?
I still have it. It's really small. What's like the smallest viola that's still considered a viola?
Oh, a violin, I think.
I believe it or not, I had a violin with a viola strings on it. That's because they didn't have small violas back then.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
I'm sure it didn't sound that nice, but you know, you do what you gotta do.
That's true.
Anyway, the program brings together masterworks of the 20th century repertoire for viola and piano, from Dmitri Shostakovich's powerful viola sonata, the Russian master's final composition completed weeks before his death, to the stunning romance of the English composer Benjamin Dale. The program concludes with a sampling of the delectable salon music of Georges Boulanger.
Well, these are all pieces that highlight the depth and the singing quality of the viola. And some of them are quite standard works, like the Shostakovich Sonata and the Suite Hebraic of Bloch and the Penderecki Cadenza, and other pieces are a little more obscure. And when we were putting together this program, finding the right flow to the program is important, and making sure everything makes sense, that you have a lot of virtuosic stuff and yet you have a lot of singing material. And you want to keep the audience interested in whatever's happening. So you don't want to have like a whole program of romances, even though that would be beautiful to have. But so there's some variety in this.
The program begins with the Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki's Cadenza for solo viola, composed in 1984.
I have worked with Penderecki and he heard me play the Cadenza. It was written at the same time pretty much as his wonderful viola concerto and has lots of similar material. And it's a very dramatic piece, starts based on a half step, da-dum, da-dum. Grows from there, gets very exciting, and then returns to this opening theme, a little disjointed. But it's a very exciting work, and it really has become one of the mainstays of the viola repertoire at this point. But then we get to the Shostakovich Sonata.
Dmitri Shostakovich, without question one of the 20th century's most powerful and consequential compositional voices, completed his Viola Sonata, Opus 147, in 1975. It would be his final work. He died on August 9 of that year.
The first movement it starts in this haunting way of the viola playing these pizzicatos, and then the piano comes in and plays a tone row. This is a tone row that Shostakovich did not usually employ in his writing. He wasn't of that ilk, shall we say. So it's interesting that he put a tone row in that opening for the piano to play with the viola pizzing, and that tone row comes back again. So perhaps it's his nod to other composers who were writing, like Schoenberg, writing with tone rows.
The Viola Sonata is a work of profound emotional gravitas, owing in part to its allusion to other music, inviting the listener to consider extra musical implications.
All these quotes that I think perhaps looking back at certain things, the second movement, for instance, is part of an unfinished opera of his called The Gamblers. You know, we often as performers like to read into composers' personal life about what they're going through. In this particular case, I think it's pretty fair to assume that Shostakovich knew he was near the end. If you read into the piece and you know that he's pretty much at the end of his life, it lends a certain starkness, even starker than normal for Shostakovich in this period of his writing. There's a desolate feeling that pervades so much of the piece. The last movement is just heart-wrenching.
In addition to the second movement evoking a previous, unfinished opera of Shostakovich's, the sonata's finale nods to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
So you're playing this piece, but you're also, you know that it's his last piece. I don't think he ever heard it performed. And there's sort of a lot of weight to it. You know, in your performance, you're feeling, okay, this has to mean something, not just because it's a great piece and it's Shostakovich, but it's his last hurrah.
it's a piece, though, that I know in the industry has some people love it to death, and some people just kind of find this piece maybe too extreme. I mean, there's a lot of criticism of this piece that I've read. And I feel this is a piece that inspires sort of passionate feelings, you know, in extreme ways on both ends of the spectrum.
Well, I think all I can say is that I think it is our job to convince everybody in that audience that it's the greatest piece ever written.
I'll try. I won't let you down.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
Following the intermission, the program offers the Suite Hebraic of the Swiss-born American composer Ernest Bloch.
So then we go to Suite Hebraic, and Suite Hebraic was written, I think Bloch was about 70 years old, and he had been invited to a celebration in Chicago to celebrate his birthday, and as a thank you, he wrote 5 pieces for viola and piano, and he later changed 3 of them into Suite Hebraic. And it's Hebraic certainly is brought to the fore. There's lots of what you might describe as Jewish harmonies pervading the piece. Favorite pieces over the years, played it many times, and it's soulful, and it's, you can't go wrong with this piece.
The program continues with the Romance for Viola and Piano by the English composer Benjamin Dale. Dale lived from 1885 to 1943 and composed his suite for viola and piano in 1906 for the violist Lionel Turtis. The ravishing Romance is the suite's slow movement and became one of Turtis's frequent recital encores.
Also one of my favorite pieces. So Benjamin Dale was one of the many composers that the great English violist Lionel Turtis harassed to write for the viola. And this Romance has been played separately many times by Turtis and William Primrose and many other violists. And he also orchestrated 2 of the movements, this Romance and the last movement. So it's a piece I've played so many times, I just love it. It's all over this piece. Someone called it the melody that never ends, because the melody just goes on and on and on, and it's just gorgeous.
what makes a piece like this well written for the viola? Is it like an understanding of how passages lie on the instrument? Is it?
That's part of it. Also, really the bringing out that singing quality of the instrument. You know, the violin, of course, can sing, but the pyrotechnics of the violin are part of what is interesting to some people. Whereas the viola, you have the technical stuff, but it's the singing quality, I think, that really is the most important part of the viola sound.
The program concludes with a pair of composers who, like Benjamin Dale, remain rather infrequently performed. The American composer and pianist Mana Zucca, born Augusta Zuckerman, was born on Christmas Day in 1885 and died in Miami in 1981, while the Romanian violinist and composer Georges Boulanger lived from 1893 to 1958.
These last two composers, Mana Zucca and Boulanger, were some characters because Mana Zucca was famous for writing, I think, more than 1,000 songs. She even wrote a hit. And what was that hit called? It was called I Love Life. It was her huge hit of a song, and she apparently performed on Broadway. And whenever notables came to Miami later in her life, they would do music house in her house. So Chrysler and all those people, when they came to Miami to play, they would also stop at Mana Zucca's house to do a little musicale. And this particular piece sort of relates to the Sweet Hebraic because Hakanoh, it's sort of a prayer and it has a real Hebraic slant to it as well. And it was dedicated to my teacher when I was a teenager named Alan Deverich. So he's the one who introduced me to this piece. And it's sort of Hebraic feel, has some technical stuff, and it's a real lamenting, crying piece that sort of fits well with the Sweet Hebraic, but I thought that we would split it up with a romance in between to come back to that Hebraic feeling. And then we end with Georges Boulanger, and Boulanger was perhaps the most famous of all the salon violinists of all time, particularly between the First and Second World War. He was particularly famous in Russia and Germany at the time. There were lots of movies where he made appearances. He wrote hundreds of these salon pieces. He had a salon orchestra. And apparently he even studied with Leopold Auer, the great pedagogue who taught Heifetz and Elman and Tasha Saito and all those great violinists. Auer taught him, I think, when he was a teenager and said, okay, you know enough, leave my studio. And he went off to be a real star of salon music. And then when salon music appetite of the audience sort of petered out, he ended up in Rio playing in a club. So part of playing this music is you're playing salon music, you're playing gypsy music, you're playing popular music. Many years ago, someone introduced me to his playing. You can hear some recordings of his. and his music, and it deserves to be heard. And these are unique little bonbons that no one can expect where they're going to go. The ones we're playing in this concert, the first one is called Africa, and it's perhaps Boulanger's feeling of what Africa is, and you're talking about the 1930s. So it has this very exotic feel to it. And then we go to Avant de Mourir, which was his, like Manizuka had her big hit. This was Boulanger's big hit. It was such a hit that many people recorded it besides Boulanger, Tommy Dorsey, and all those people back then. So it was called either that or was it called My Prayer? And it was a huge hit for Boulanger. And then we're going to end with American Vision, which is perhaps Boulanger's take on the American blues.
Thrilling to explore this unique and interesting program, you know, tied together by the soulful and singing and lyrical and often crying and emotive viola sound that the viola makes and that Paul makes so beautifully. So
there are going to be a lot of tears.
I think so. Between the Shostakovich and the
velling, as they say.
Yes.
Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Penderecki's Cadenza for Solo Viola is performed by Jürgen Weber and appears courtesy of CPO Records. Shostakovich's Viola Sonata is performed by Adam Meinich and Vladimir Ashkenazi and appears courtesy of Decca Classics. Ernest Bloch's Suite Hebraic is performed by Paul Neubauer and Margot Garrett and appears courtesy of Delos Records. Benjamin Dale's Romance, performed by Paul Neubauer and Gloria Chen, and George Boulanger's American Vision, performed by Paul Neubauer, Arno Sussman, Paul Watkins, and Gilles Van Sattel, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.